From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. The perimeter of the Bonneville fire in Salt Lake City is now fully contained and trails are back open. But now there's another risk to nearby homes and the University of Utah. Mudslides and flooding. KUER's Caroline Ballard has more.
The university says storms could kick off a debris flow in the burn scar above campus. The aftermath of last year's Buckley Draw fire in Provo is a warning about what could happen in Salt Lake. Heavy rain caused a slide in the Provo foothills that buried a church in a few feet of mud. The city moved over 23,000 tons of material after the mudslide. The University of Utah is preparing to protect buildings on campus and tells homeowners in the area to do the same. That includes having sandbags ready and clearing out gutters. The fire burned more than 500 acres after it started June 20th. It threatened buildings, including the University of Utah Hospital and Huntsman Cancer Institute. Caroline Ballard, KUER News.
This year, Hill Air Force Base is taking its annual 4th of July flyover statewide. The Air Force and the Air National Guard are teaming up for the special event for the country's 250th birthday. They said so many communities requested flyovers, they decided to plan a continuous route. You can expect to see and hear the planes Saturday morning from 8 to 11:45. The first half of flyovers will start from Riverdale and end in Delta. The second half will start in Tooele and end in Park City. Along the way, they'll pass over dozens of communities from Torrey to Lewiston to Vernal. Not all fireworks are banned under Utah Governor Spencer Cox's executive order for July 4th. People can still use some kiddie versions to celebrate. Fox 13 reports they fall under an exempt trick noisemaker category. That also includes snappers and poppers, snake or glowworms, and model rockets. Sparklers less than a foot long are also allowed. But be sure to check local fire restrictions. Some cities are still allowing big fireworks, while others are banning even professional shows. Salt Lake City asks people to report violations to the non-emergency line, not 911. The Utah Talons are on a roll. The professional women's softball team is part of the new Athletes Unlimited Softball League. As KPCW's Connor Thomas reports, of the six teams, the Talons had the league's best record.
The AUSL toured 10 different cities in 2025 to see which could anchor its teams. Talons shortstop and University of Utah alum Hannah Flippin says Salt Lake City showed out.
Came here to Utah and the turnout was great. And so they decided that Utah deserved a pro softball team. And so here we are, our first year as the Utah Talons.
A lot of the players know one another well due to the league's small size, but that doesn't make the season's 25 games any less intense.
As much as we want to duke it out with each other and beat up on each other, the overall goal is to create a sustainable league, and I think that's what we're doing.
Head coach Cindy Ball Malone agrees that the mission is to grow the game of softball, and she says it's been successful.
We have tradition already just in our first year. We have, you know, our own cheers, our own chants. The fans have this great, unique relationship with our own athletes.
The Talons are reigning AUSL champions. They play at the University of Utah's Dumke Family Softball Stadium, with the final two home games scheduled for Friday and Saturday. Connor Thomas, KPCW News.
You are listening to KUER News.